It's the 10th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Attacks by wayward hounds across England and throughout Bedfordshire have been on the increase since 2021. Bedfordshire ranked 5th across the country with a 40% rise in incidents since July of last year. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak recently announced that an especially aggressive breed, the American XL Bully, will be banned as of the 1st of January. The XL Bully became popular during COVID lockdowns when their numbers surged. However, the type has been implicated in a large number of overall offences. The number of dogs detained or destroyed under the Dangerous Dogs Act have also risen. CPRE, a countryside charity, would like to take a page out of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's HS2 Cancel Playbook by eliminating the Bedford to Cambridge leg of the East-West Rail. They believe the business case for the rail line is weak and will deliver only about 2,000 commuters a day from Bedford to Cambridge. The charity also pointed to the environmental damage and financial costs of the build. Gareth Mackey is already an independent councillor in Flitwick, but would like to become the new MP for Mid-Bedfordshire. He admits to courting mostly staunch Tory voters, but understands that the only way to change that traditional mindset is to work hard for people and keep working hard, and by keeping promises and being responsible with people's votes. He believes an independent candidate can exercise more flexibility in attending to the specific needs of the constituency. Luton resident Trish hopes to find fame as she appears in the new series of Big Brother currently airing on ITV. The 33-year-old would like to raise awareness of the issues faced by refugees and immigrants. She says the prize money, if she won, would go a long way to improving the quality of life for her child. And that's your Bedford News.